Let's talk a little bit about where we are right now in terms of adjuvant therapy of colorectal cancer. There have been a lot of things that have happened in the last couple of years. Can you sort of summarize what some of the key research findings have been over the last, let's say, 3 years in terms of adjuvant therapy of colon cancer and sort of what the practical implications are, particularly for the surgeon who's trying to decide whether or not to refer a patient to a medical oncologist?
First of all, with stage three colon cancer, the recent data suggests, number one, that FOLFOX, infusional 5-FU, leucovorin, and oxaliplatin is better than 5-FU and leucovorin alone in terms of improving disease-free survival. And so that is the de facto standard for appropriate patients, patients for whom this would be tolerable, feasible, and side effects would be manageable. So FOLFOX is standard therapy for stage three. We also know from another clinical trial that capecitabine, a form of an oral prodrug of 5-FU, is equivalent, if not a smidgen better, than intravenous 5-FU and leucovorin for the adjuvant therapy of colon cancer. So for a patient that otherwise might have just gotten 5-FU and leucovorin, oral therapy is acceptable. Now, the question still remains for stage two disease. Is there one standard therapy for all patients? And the answer is no. The standard approach for stage two involves a discussion, a more extensive discussion with patients with regard to the potential benefits and side effects. And so for stage two patients, we look for clinical indicators of increased risk. And if we have those clinical indicators, we're more likely to propose adjuvant therapy for those patients. And those clinical indicators include such things as obstruction, perforation, a lymph node sampling of less than a dozen or so nodes would put somebody into a higher risk group, lymphovascular invasion. These are clinical features that might confer increased risk and would tip the balance towards adjuvant therapy. For an average risk patient, the marginal benefit of adjuvant therapy is probably just a few percent, which may be enough for some patients, but not enough for others to undergo the 6 months of treatment. In terms of whether oxaliplatin 5-FU is better than 5-FU alone or capecitabine alone for the stage two patient, again, there's a statistically significant improvement there in disease-free survival, but it's only a couple percent. And so you're treating 100 people to benefit a couple of patients. And with oxaliplatin, there is the potential for long-term permanent neurotoxicity. And so this really becomes a decision that we enter into with each individual patient.